Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
The Wizards make a big trade the day before the NBA draft. Tomorrow, the NBA draft. It's here on the Team 980. Linnell Willingham will be hosting our coverage, and he is in studio with us now. I'm guessing you got overtime tonight. You're not just here a day early prepping. I know you like to do a lot of prep for trades, but, you know, it is... We're a little early.
We are a little early. What's going on, my man? How are you?
I'm good. I'm excited to talk about this trade. Of course, the Wizards getting sending Poole and Sadiq Bey and the number 40 pick Thursday night, second round of the draft, to the New Orleans Pelicans for CJ McCollum, Kelly Olynyk, and the second round pick in 2027 that they have from the Chicago Bulls. I opened the show talking about this. Obviously, I assume that most people listening now probably weren't listening then. So a quick recap of kind of where I'm at, and then I'm curious where you're at on it. I think this is I'm not like, oh my God, I love this trade. They just won a championship, because like this is a chess move, right? Mm-hmm. This is a move that creates space for another move, and it does have benefits now. CJ McCollum is one of the best dudes in the NBA. He's the MBPA president for a reason. Really smart, great mentor for young guys. I think he's a better basketball fit with a guy like Bob Carrington. Nevertheless, what he opens up, like he's a great basketball fit with basically anyone.
Yeah.
And I think that basically every guy on their roster at this point is that. That does create something we can talk about in terms of the long-term needs of this team. But I think CJ is incredibly flexible. He's still a good player. He averaged over 20 a game last year. And most importantly, it turns a bunch of 2-year deals into 1-year deals, meaning they have nearly $100 million in cap space in 2026, which allows them to do any number of things in 2026 that they couldn't do. And especially when you consider this is a direct descendant, if you will, of Bradley Beal's contract,
yeah,
the most untradeable, harshest asset in the entire NBA. This is pretty good work by the front office of the Wizards.
Yeah, I mean, they continue to make shrewd move after shrewd move. I agree with the way you put it. It didn't knock my socks off, but I understand big picture what this is about. And if you're a Wizards fan wondering, well, why did they move off of Jordan Poole after a career year they spent really the entire season? It felt like rehabilitating his reputation, not only here locally, but around the league. And Craig, real quick, as like a quick aside, the one thing that's annoyed the hell out of me, hearing national NBA guests come on local shows and talk about Jordan Poole, the person and leader. Stop it. If you guys aren't here, boots on the ground, and don't understand who he is and what he meant to them,
yes,
I think it's totally unfair to him to smack him on the way out.
I actually opened the show with that.
Yeah, okay, good.
Because it's really important. But I want you to talk about that too, because I know you spent a lot of time in the Wizards locker room this year. Like, you made a real effort to go to games and, you know, be on boots on the ground. And Jordan was a guy that you talked to quite a bit. And I know from talking to people who were around him and around the building, and frankly, like, it's now been 2 years.
Yeah.
But because this year Michael didn't speak at the post season press conference. It was just Will Dawkins. But like, I remember Michael Winger talking about Jordan Poole getting emotional.
He started crying. He almost started crying.
Yeah, about it. And like, he loves Jordan Poole. Like, Will Dawkins, as such a fan of Jordan Poole, the person, So many guys in that locker room love Jordan Poole. This was not an easy thing for them to do, I'm sure, on a human level. But they also probably want to get Jordan somewhere where it's like, hey, man, you were amazing for us. You did the things we wanted you to do. We helped you get back to a place where you have whatever level of value it is around the league. And you have a young team in the Pelicans that's willing to take a swing on you that is looking to compete right now. So, like, go there, play with Zion, get back into competitive basketball, and we wish you nothing but the best. But I think it's important not to just blow by that and look at the immediately start talking about numbers and salary cap. And even if that's the primary driver of this deal, I do think it's worth talking about Jordan Poole and what he was here.
Yeah. And I don't think, like, to your point, I don't think it was easy for them as a front office to do this. And the way that it's kind of been framed, Jordan had like a cryptic social media post like a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, almost as if they came to him and said, hey, look, we're going to start potentially shopping you here. And they were able to come up with this deal that nets them C.J. McCollum, and you just spoke about it. I mean, there's, you want to talk about a pro's pro? I mean, he embodies everything that this organization is about. I think he's a great leader for Bub Carrington in particular. Think about it, if you're Bub and Keyshawn and some of these youngins, the vet core that's in D.C. right now is Marcus Smart, Chris Middleton, and C.J. McCollum. Like, can you name a better trio for a group of young guys trying to learn how to be professionals and professional scorers at that, when you think about the individual skill sets that these dudes have? I love it. The big picture thing that I look at here is I go, wow, I don't know what they're going to do, but they can do whatever they want to do. They have created the ultimate franchise flexibility for 2026 and beyond. And I know a lot of people are looking, and that's a pretty star-studded free agent class that's going to be in 2026. There's obviously some extensions that can happen between now and then that change the pool of players. But I think they put themselves in position to, if they want to overpay for a guy that's like the finishing piece for them getting into the play-in or being that 7-8 seed, then fine. I love the flexibility that they have. They can go the OKC route where they go trade for a star potentially, because they're going to have the assets at some point, and how they get those assets is what I think this trade is about. You now have, I think it's $110 million coming off for your books, or you'll have that in the summer of 2026, and you now become a hub potentially for landing bad contracts. And I know that was something that you were talking about earlier in the show about, you know, what are some of the bad contracts around the league that could be, you know, dealt at that time. Washington can charge two first-round picks to take on a $50 million salary per se, because they have the space to do it. I don't think this changes the timeline of their rebuild at all.
Nope.
I think they're still, you know, staying the course. But what Will Dawkins said at that end of season presser, I took it at face value, and I think his moves have kind of said as much. We're not trying to microwave this thing. We don't want to be in the play-in for a year and then drop to the 12 seed the following year. They want to be a perennial playoff contender. And I think they're slowly but surely setting themselves up to do that. The next key piece in this, and there's no one size fits all in terms of how you do this, and I think the final showed you got to find your star, your franchise leader, your cornerstone. And I think right now you have a bunch of really talented role players. I don't know if any of the young core right now is going to be good enough or develop into the guy. And that's, I don't know that for sure, by the way, because these dudes can develop. Who knows how they all come back for year two. But I think you put yourself in position to start acquiring assets. And then if you keep getting screwed in the lottery and you can't draft your star, maybe in a couple of years you have the picks to package to get a star to potentially come here and lead this thing.
Well, there's a couple of things there. But the main point, I think, is the most important. One of the things that I thought was really well put by, I think, Rob Mahoney and Zach Lowe were talking about this on Zach's show, is like, you got to figure out who your star is. You need to lean into them.
Yeah.
Right. And so if you look at Indiana, the reason the Pacers could do what they did is Halliburton is this incredibly unique, high tempo player who doesn't turn the basketball over. And he's the engine that defines what Pacers play is. Yeah. And then they found a bunch of guys that fit that. So it's like Obi Toppin cast away on the Knicks. And it's like, hey, man, we need you to run and jump. And Obi Toppin's like, me? Run and jump? Oh, I'm so good at that. Watch me. and he's awesome for them. They target Pascal Siakam to be the second guy, and Pascal comes in, and immediately they are, you know, the NBA play-in tournament, the initial one, they lost the finals to the Lakers last year, and everyone's like, that was weird. And then it's like, oh, wait, they made the Eastern Conference Finals too, and then this year they obviously make the run, and who knows what happens if Tyrese doesn't go down in Game 7. The Thunder, same way. Like, they have this incredible athletic scorer in Shea, who also is a menace defensively. Shea's not the greatest like on-ball defender, but like, he just averaged like 1.6 steals and 1.9 blocks, I think, for the finals or whatever it was.
He's
like,
a freak, man.
He's a disruptive defensive player, and like, that's their identity. I think what's cool about the Wizards roster is they have a bunch of dudes who are super, super flexible to basically any play style. They can be really gritty. They obviously are trying to build an up-tempo type of team. That's something they've talked about, is playing with pace. Mm-hmm. But you need a star to guide your direction. But what they've acquired in the meantime is guys that can fit around almost any star. And if all of a sudden they were to get something super quirky, where they have to lean into something totally opposite of the things they've kind of been leaning into, but maintain flexibility, the guys they have are super valuable around the league. Yeah. Any team would take a Bilal Coulibaly. Any team would take like a Bob Carrington to be like, oh, that's, you know, maybe a future starting point guard, but at the very least a backup point guard with his athleticism, his grit, all the things he's got. Like, they have these what I would call like universal type of players.
Yeah.
That they still need the star. And how to get that star is something we can talk about, but they've made it so easy to maneuver in a league. By the way, this is the other part that I think mm-hmm. is next level here, is we talk about the bad contract taking on that, right? It doesn't even have to even be like a terrible contract. It could just be a high contract,
right,
that's a little bit overpriced for a team that's strapped up against a second apron.
Yep.
Like, this second apron thing, which is basically acting as a hard cap.
It's changing the
NBA.
No
one wants to be in it.
Yeah.
As teams selling off really good players that are just too expensive for their current budget. And now Washington can be like, oh, we're the only team in the league who can take that player on? Well, that's going to cost you. We're not going to do it for fun.
Right.
give us a first-round pick. Give us 2 first-round picks. And then you can package those picks together for a player, or to move up in the draft, or. It just creates the ability to keep yourself open to any number of ways to attack moving forward. And the best-case scenario for Washington is they're able to acquire picks next year or a player next year after winning the draft lottery. They get A.J. DeBonsa, that's their star, and then they're ready to cook, you know, basically from year one of DeBonsa. He's going to take a year or two to develop, but he's really good, and it might be better than Flagg. Like, there are people who think he's better than Flagg, which is saying something, because Flagg is the best guy since Wembanyama, which I realized was only 2 years ago, but Wemby's the best guy since, like, LeBron.
Right.
So, like, we're talking about generational type of prospect here in DeBonsa. And so, if they can do that, and then these other guys are kind of ready to go, and you have still flexibility to make more moves, like, that's the golden opportunity for Washington. But even if that doesn't pan out and you don't get the lottery luck in the way that the Thunder did with Chet, like, they still have ways to make moves. And someone's going to make a mistake, and it's up to Michael and Will to be ready to pounce when the next Shai Gilgeous-Alexander or Tyrese Halliburton gets traded, or somebody makes a whoopsie on something else and has to make a trade, and they're kind of, their hand is forced. Like, the Wizards are more ready than that. I know I've been talking for a while, so I'll close it with this just like piece of information. They literally have the most flexibility in the league. Corey Kispert is the only non-rookie signed beyond next season. He's it. Everyone else, every other veteran contract is expiring.
Crazy. Yeah.
So they have room both on the roster and from a cap standpoint.
That's how you do it. It is Asset Management 101 and Will Dawkins learning from the best executive in pro sports in Sam Presti. So
100%.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right. If you're doing overtime, you can't do another segment, right? Well, I tell you, if we did 5 minutes of draft talk, you got time for that, like right now,
I'll just
double up. Okay,
let's do it. The draft is interesting.
The draft is interesting, and you're hosting our draft coverage.
Yes. So I needed to know. I've been studying these guys for a little while now, and I have had some recent intel kind of shift my thinking. I'll first say this: I don't think this trade impacts their thought process for tomorrow night.
Interesting.
I don't see it that way. I do know this, and this move kind of signals as much. We didn't talk about the potential of a McCollum reroute. I think that's on the table as well. I'm not sure. I don't have any insider information on that. I'm just saying it's a possibility. It feels like they want to give Bub the runway next year to see if he can prove if he's their starting point guard of the future or not. I think that's a good risk to take. I think it's good to try and find that out.
Yeah. Here's what I'll say real quick, just from a mechanics standpoint.
Yeah.
These deals can't go through until July 6th. So if McCollum is rerouted, then it would probably become a three-team trade. Some of these deals wind up getting combined because it makes the cap stuff work better.
Okay.
If he winds up getting announced as a Wizard and introduced here, you then can't trade him until December. So you could reroute him at the trade deadline or sooner, but you can't, once a player's been traded, he can't be traded again until it's like 4 months past the date of the initial trade. So if they can get it done before July 6th, before the trade is official, then you just rework it into a three-team deal, and that he technically never even comes to Washington.
Yeah.
If it happens, which is what they did with like Chris Paul, if he gets announced as a Wizard, then I don't believe he can be traded till December.
The recently traded restriction is what that's called. So as far as like the draft, I think the best case scenario for Washington may be about to play out. It seems like it's going to be Flag 1, Harper 2, Edgecombe 3. Seems like Charlotte is all in on Konkanipal at 4. There's been some talk about Jeremiah Fears there as well. Despite them having LaMelo, he could potentially be on the move as well. So if you're Washington and you get to pick number 6, let's just assume Utah takes Fears at 5.
Which, by the way, is being mocked, and I don't understand. They took a point guard. They have two young point guards already.
But if they like Fears and they think he's a different tier than those guys, then I can justify it. But it looks like you're running into a spot right now where you're going to have the choice at 6 of Trey Johnson, Ace Bailey, or Kamau Maluach. And if you would have told me that on lottery night, I would have said, wow, the Wizards are going to hit a home run no matter what, because I can make the case for all three of those guys at number 6. The interesting thing becomes this. If they really love Ace Bailey, and we don't know that. If they really love Trey Johnson, we don't know that. If they really love Maluach and they're fearful of, you know, Utah or Charlotte taking them, I think they feel like they have the assets internally to still be able to trade up a spot or two to secure the guy that they want. The real trade-up spot that I think is most interesting is at 18. And I know Bub is pushing right now for Derek Queen hard. If Derek Queen begins to slide in the lottery, I think they're confident in their assets, which is why I thought they would keep Poole for a deal like that, moving from 18 into like the top 10 potentially, or into like 12 or 13, because that's going to cost you. But
I don't know. Like, here's the thing with that, though. Like, who are you trading with, and who of those teams, like, who sees Jordan Poole as an asset? Like, that's look.
New Orleans at 7.
I mean, yes, but
was the thing for me initially, but
yeah. I again, like, what I like Jordan Poole, mm-hmm. I like the deal for Washington because of the finances. I'm kind of surprised that there's even draft capital here. I actually think Washington did incredibly well. And if you start to read the trade grades at other places, they're like, what is New Orleans doing?
And they're one of the teams that really likes Jordan Poole.
Obviously. New Orleans is taking an upside swing. They're taking it on Poole, and they're taking it on Bay. And I get it on both fronts. But I don't know that you're getting better draft capital for trading Jordan Poole to a lot of the teams in that range. That's what I would say. So this is I think 18 plus Corey Kispert might get you up a couple spots. Mm-hmm. I think that's an interesting one. And
I think Rashawn Holmes is a vet that maybe have some interest around, but to a contender, and none of the contenders are in those spots.
Right. So. But Oklahoma City's at 14. To me, they're the most interesting one. One, you have a relationship there between Will and Michael and Sam Presti. Two, is there a way for, because they don't have a roster spot. So you might, I don't know who you would acquire from Oklahoma City to make it work if you're trading a Kispert, but could you take a future first? Could you do 18 and a future first for 14 and something and make it work out so it's kind of even, but you don't actually wind up trading, you don't wind up trading a player to that team because Oklahoma City literally cannot take a player.
So it's all interesting, and it makes me think they're going to be working the phones a lot. They're probably on the phones right now trying to figure out how they can move and groove. Ideally, at six, my dream scenario for them, I know there's been the stuff that's come out about the agent, and look, you're drafting Ace Bailey, not his agent. I know there are probably some concerns about that, but I think, to me, he's the second best player in this class I can make an argument for. I love Dylan Harper. But 6'8 is 6'8, and I think Ace Bailey's ability to score the basketball, the athleticism that he has, and then the defensive potential, if you can get him locked in on that end of the floor, is just...
It's a lot of ifs, man.
A lot of ifs, but that's what the draft is about. All these guys have flags. They're all projections. But I think Ace's upside is nuts to me.
I still think, if I want the offensive guy, just go Trey. The floor is so much higher. The worst version of him is just an awesome shooter. And the worst version of Ace is... nothing.
I think the ceiling of Ace is to me a all-star level small forward year in and year out that's got all NBA potential. I think he's gonna have the ability.
I think
to
the
fill
upside
it up.
Of Trey is that as well.
Similar. Yeah.
It's like a Devin Booker type. So I don't know, man. This draft scares the bejesus out of me because there's a star somewhere in it, and I don't know whether it's Fears or Bailey or
Fear scares me.
I don't know. I watched too many highlights of him earlier today, and I was like, this dude's.
He's
so
nasty. He's a bucket. That's the best way to describe him.
He's so smooth.
Got some street ball game to him. Yeah. He could just score it. But
this is what tomorrow's for. So Linnell Willingham, you're probably back on our show tomorrow. And then 7 o'clock is when the draft coverage begins. We'll be out at the Wizards draft headquarters for it. So looking forward to that tomorrow. Appreciate you stopping by.
Love it, man.
Are you warmed up? You ready to go?
Yeah, I'm ready to go. It's going to be a very interesting night because I do have to address some Ace Bailey detractors.
Oh. Okay, well, that'll be on overtime.
Yes, it will.
That's the show that Linnell yells on. This is the one he talks on, the Hoffman Show. Thanks for coming by.
Yes, sir.
When we get back, what are we doing?
We can either do weekend review or the Drew Holiday stuff.
Well, we'll go with our what else happened this weekend next here on the Team 90.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.